For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to hour number two. We're here with you up until 8 o'clock. Larry Bluestein along with Danny Garcia. If you missed anything in the first hour, just go to WQAM.com. Top of the page where it says podcast, we're right there. Same thing holds true for the second hour of the program. As I said, we take you up until 8 o'clock. When you talk about job security, you know, there's a lot of places that obviously you go there for a while and then you stay, but what about Harvard? When Andrew Orrick was named the new head coach in February this year, he was only the fifth head coach since 1956. 68 years since 1956, replacing obviously a legend in Tim Murphy, who we had on the last couple of years, a delightful guy, very humorous as well. But Andrew Orrick doesn't just come to Harvard. He has a lot of experience with Greg Schiano at Rutgers, has coached in the Ivy League before at Princeton, certainly with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he is kind enough to join the show this evening. Andrew, thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate you. And, wow, you got to feel pretty fortunate being one of only five guys that's ever coached there.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I looked that up myself when I was going for the job. I was like, yeah, of course. There's a reason this place has had so much success. And so little coaches is because it's a great place, and that's proven true since I've been up here.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you bring an academic background, obviously, through Princeton and some of the other schools that you've worked, but also you bring a football background. So you, I mean, obviously, if I'm the person hiring you, I said, listen, I mean, you know how important grades are, and you know what we stand for in all the Ivy League, but we also like to win. And we'd like to win in football. We're a program that's been around for a long time. We're coming off an 8-2 year, which is an outstanding, season as well. What were your expectations when you went for this job? I mean, obviously you had the qualifications, and certainly you knew the tradition and the rich history of the program. What were some of the things that you came aboard saying, you know what? I mean, everything kind of drives itself, but we want to add this element or that element to it.
Yeah, I had a lot of familiarity with Harvard, having been at Princeton for 7 years. So I kind of knew what their program was about, and got to see up close and personally every year. But to me, I firmly believe one of the reasons that I ultimately was chosen for the job is I have a little bit different perspective on Ivy League football with my experience not being in the Ivy League. And it kind of allows me to take a different viewpoint of things, where as the Ivy League, sometimes, these coaches have been at these schools for so long, they kind of get a little detached from what's happening at that highest level in the Power Four. And having been there the last 4 years, there's a lot of things that have happened with sports science that, as I got to Harvard and I started to look around, no one really in the Ivy League is really doing that. And it's something that should be done, one, for injury prevention, but two, to help these players maximize the potential as a football player.
Right.
And to me, it was more about, all right, I had this experience at Rutgers and understand how you run a Power Four football program. Well, how do I fit this into the Harvard model? Because it's not going to be, it's not going to be the same. You know, the reality is the players at Rutgers were in the football building, you know, all morning till lunch, and then after lunch they could head off to class. Whereas sure. that's not how it works in the Ivy League. You know, you may have a 9 a.m. class. So how do we fit that, you know, Power Four mindset into, you know, the Ivy League model? And that, to me, has been like the biggest challenge that I want to put in place, because I want guys who that's what they want. Because what happens a lot, having been in the Ivy League and heard it previously, like all the coaches they talk about, hey, you know, Power Five football experience, but you get an Ivy League degree. But the reality is none of them really are doing that, and they don't really know what that looks like because they haven't really coached at that level.
Right.
So I'm trying to actually create that. To me, that's like the biggest challenge, because all I'm thinking about is how do we differentiate ourselves from everybody else in the Ivy League, beyond just Harvard and the power that comes with that name around the world. But from a football standpoint, how are we going to be different?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. But you know as well as I do, you take a look at, I mean, Harvard has been playing football longer than anybody. I mean, and you take a look at, and last week we had Tony Reno on from Yale, which is obviously your big rival. And he kind of put it in the perspective like you are. You know, I mean, you have to understand the culture of this, of an Ivy League school. We turn out, you know, high, you know, guys who are on Wall Street and everything like that. But at the same time, we've had guys in the NFL, and the same with you. And, you know, you take a look at, you know, the Miami Dolphins, for example. Their head coach is a Yale graduate. They have three guys on the staff from Yale. So obviously Ivy Leagues kind of translate. We talk about last year with Coach Murphy about Fitzpatrick. He told a very interesting story. Obviously, here's a guy who played, 17 years in the NFL, but at the same time had a master's degree from Harvard. You know, I mean, and you take a look at how you could, you know, bring the football end of things in there as well. And you have that NFL experience, and obviously being with Greg Schiano, who is a great friend of ours and has been, you know, been on our show many a times. I mean, here's a guy, as you mentioned, I mean, he runs a tight ship, probably not as intense as he did 10, 15 years ago, but he's still right there, and having an opportunity to work with him at the college level, and even going to Tampa Bay with him back in 2012, I believe it was, for, you know, as a defensive analyst assistant. Talk about that, because you've injected that type of football. And as you said, you watch how they run that football program, and obviously you're not going to be able to emulate everything, but there's a lot of great things you could learn from somebody like Greg Schiano.
Absolutely. And so it's funny you say that, because Tampa Bay, when I was down there with Coach Schiano, that really confirmed that I wanted to be an Ivy League head football coach. It was a great experience, but it was, you know, it's completely different. Like, it's all about, it's a business, and you're not really, you know, you start building relationships with these players, and all of a sudden they get cut the next week.
Right.
And it just confirmed me, like, I want to be in college football, and I want to be in the Ivy League, because the type of student athletes that you're around every day are just so special, and it's really fun to be around them. So, you know, then I ended up back at Princeton for, you know, a good 7 years, and when Coach Schiano got the job at Rutgers again, I was going to go work for him. I wanted to, because to me it was that will get me prepared to be a successful head football coach. It's not about being ready to get the job. It's about getting me ready to be successful when I do get the job. And it literally was like a 4-year PhD in head coaching. You know, he's, you know, further along in his career. So he's sharing with us almost like he recognizes that he has a number of coaches in the room that want to be head football coaches. And he's,
sure,
you know, giving us all this information that is just gold if you're paying attention and writing it down. So to me, like, program building, culture building, how to set up a practice and why you set it up a certain way, why you do your off season a certain way, how to recruit different than everybody else. You know, the beyond the X's and O's, but just like situational football and understanding and all the stuff that he learned when he, you know, would spend time with Bill Belichick. It's all the stuff I needed to be ready for this job to be
sure.
successful.
Yeah.
So it was like it was a challenging 4 years, because, as you said, it's, you know, Coach Schiano is he's very demanding, and mm-hmm. you know, he understands how much work has to go into to build Rutgers into what he's going to build into. So it was a very challenging 4 years, but well worth it because it is exactly what I need to be ready for this opportunity I have right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Andrew Ulrich joining us, first year Harvard head coach. They don't say that very much up at Harvard Yard, as they say. But not only that, you know, you talk about coaching influences, and here's a Mario Cristobal who's coached under Nick Saban and obviously Greg Schiano. So, you know, and he once told me, he goes, listen, you bite your tongue enough. And you could do that, you know, because obviously it's not easy work and not every coach can be the same. But you look at coaches like Nick Saban and Greg Schiano, they're successful for a reason. And that reason is they're workaholics, they're detail people. And obviously that's the one thing that you've learned as well, to be that detail person. Now, when you go out and recruit, obviously it's a different type of kid than you were getting at Rutgers. But at the same time, everybody wants to get a degree. Everybody wants, you know, get a really good education, no matter where it is. But you recruit in the state of Florida quite a bit as well, and they always have. Talk about the – because you've had an opportunity to recruit around the country before. But what makes Florida so different?
Yeah, the type of player you get coming out of Florida, they're just further developed with the coaching they get down there and the amount of football they play. That they're more ready-made to help you early on in their career. And they just, because of the amount of ball they play down there, like, they love football. So, you know, they can embrace the grind that comes with the season and the work that needs to be put in the offseason if you want to continue to develop as a player.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been Larry, I don't remember this, but we met down at Dillard High School spring 2022 at their spring game.
Okay.
I was down there.
Were you with Drew at the time or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I remember.
So
that.
I've been down. I spent quite a few weeks down there that following December for the running back we ended up signing at Rutgers, Jashawn Benjamin out of Pahokee.
Yes.
So I was basically down there every week for the entire month of December until it went dead. But, yeah, I love Florida recruiting. I love it down there.
Yeah, no doubt. Schedule-wise, obviously, it's competitive. Play Stetson, a program from here in the state of Florida, from the DeLand area, to open things up. 6 home games. Everyone's important. Obviously, that last one is always important. 140th meeting with Yale, and you get to play that at home. Coming off an 8-2 season, and you returned quite a few players. Talk about now. You took over right before spring. Do you have much of a spring there, or is it just meant much mainly conditioning?
Yeah, we had a full spring. So I got there beginning of March, so I was able to kind of be there for the end of the winter workouts, and then we fired it up a week after spring break with spring practice. It is like you said, there's a lot of experience on this team, a lot of talent on this team, so the expectations before I even got here were really high, and that's exactly what, you know, I'm looking for. I want to go somewhere where the expectation is that way, but there's a, you know, every position there are talented players and there's depth there. So it's a really exciting opportunity. Not what normally happens when you get an opportunity to be a first year head football coach, walking into a situation like this. So definitely excited.
Well, I'm sure in 29 years, you'll leave the next coach a pretty good program as well. I'm sure about that. Coach, I can't thank
you. That's the plan, exactly.
Yeah. There. And I'm sure your wife and your kids are very much on board with that, living in a great city, one of the most underrated food cities, I think Boston is. Great Italian food.
Yes, so I'm learning that myself. I 100% agree.
Tremendous. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Best of luck this coming year. We look forward to having you on again next year and certainly as Ivy League champions. And keep up the great work and best of luck in year one.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Coach Andrew Ulrich is the first year head coach at Harvard. Tell you what, it's so essential for us to have Ivy League coaches on to show you that, I mean, you get good grades, you play great football. I mean, they always have. It's, as I said, 140 years of playing football. pretty decent. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little Gator football. Blake Alderman from Swamp 247 is next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.